Danny Werfel, the comptroller with the White House Office of Management and Budget, delivered his remarks to the keynote address for the firm's CIO-CFO summit meeting yesterday. Werfel says a change in the way that financial management systems are upgraded in agencies has been long overdue.
We've had systems that have failed, that after much investment, we turn them on and they don't work. We've had systems that have taken way longer than anticipated to deploy. We have systems now, because of these change management challenges, that are taking somewhere between 5 and 10 years to deploy, which is creates an enormous amount of challenges and problems, because you can be 7 or 8 years into a deployment and you're still deploying the solution, the technology solution that you procured 7 or 8 years ago. Well, we all know how quickly technology changes. So if today, imagine you drive home with a laptop that you just bought from the store and you turn it on 7 years from now. You have this technology gap that exists when it takes this much time to modernize. The other thing is that we do a lot of our business requirements analysis before we procure. So if you are getting ready to go live 7 or 8 years into a modernization, chances are that you did your review of what your business needs are 8 or 9 years prior. So you're going live into an environment not only with an older technology, but with an older footprint of what your business requirements are at that point in time.
And contrasting the past and present with what he hopes will happen in the future, Werfel outlined for the Affirm Summit how he sees upgrades of financial management systems happening.
What we're seeing is tremendous amount of effort and sophistication and work going into building a vision for a business future and a systems future. It's extremely impressive. But aligned right next to it is a much smaller and tend to be a much more rudimentary analysis of the project management that needs to take place to manage this project effectively. And we really feel that that needs to be reversed, that what we want to see going forward is a very sophisticated and robust and diligent and well thought out process and program for project management, attacking a much smaller basic footprint of technology change in the short term.
Werfel, whose career has included stints at several agencies before landing in leadership roles at OMB, also acknowledges the challenge of importing legacy data from preceding financial management systems into newly updated systems.
And when you move into a modern platform, an off-the-shelf solution, it requires you to modify and change those business processes and standardize them. And that could mean changes not just within the organization. It could be changes between bureaus or even between offices down the hall from one another. Involved in that and a corollary to that is the data cleanup that's necessary. It's not just the business process reforms that are necessary. It's also the data. And the data cannot move from a legacy environment into a modern environment without a lot of work to make sure the data is in the right setup, standard, taxonomy, et cetera. And we have just an enormous, enormous, overwhelming volume of transactions that go on. So to make these changes to the data is not an overnight thing. So we have, over time, had a lot of different challenges with our financial systems implementation.
And Werfel says if you need any evidence that collaboration between the CFO and CIO communities is a good thing, one need only look at the work done under very tight deadlines and the pressure of the economic recovery at the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board and recovery.gov.
We were handed a large, complex program with many competing objectives of moving money out into the state and local economies very quickly, but doing so in a very diligent way to avoid errors and waste. So there's a massive tension there between moving money quickly and moving it in smart ways with very small risk of fraud and error. We also had the challenge of doing so with unprecedented transparency. and doing so, and tracking these funds, not just in our own environments, but down at the state and local level, with great detail and frequency that we have not done before. There were regulations that needed to be written. There were dear colleague letters, guidance documents, training, oversight strategies.
That's OMB Comptroller Danny Werfel at the Affirm CIO-CFO Summit. At the Capitol Hilton Hotel, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.